How does this work?
Ryan, is this thing on? Oh, we're recorded?
Ryan! Welcome to Quarantining
with the Chris's,
the podcast. The Chris's are proud to present today's sponsor,
Leafy Organics. Leafy Organics Prana, made with organic turmeric and ginger.
Decreases inflammation, improves brain function, benefits heart health, and improves joint condition.
Yes, go to leafyorganics.com or on the gram at leafyorganics, that's L-E-E-F-Y. Get 15% off your first purchase with our code. Chris, what's the code?
Discount code QWTC. Also, a very special thank you to all of the Chris's team members who have donated at patreon.com/QWT.
Chris's!
Ryan, start the show!
P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
He messed me up. Quartz crystal line fissures.
Say it three times fast.
Quartz crystal line fissures. Quartz crystal line fissures.
Quartz crystal, quartz, crystal line fissures.
Ryan.
Quartz
crystal line fissures.
Put that in the teleprompter.
Okay. Are we ready?
P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. Or you could say the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
I thought it was how now brown cow.
How now brown cow.
How now brown cow.
How now brown cow. Ryan, what time are we going on? We're live? Ryan, the musica, Aura? So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Making us forever, friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to be.
Hi, Mom. And we're live! Welcome to Quarantining
with the Chris.
I'm your host, Chris.
I'm your host, Chris.
And we have a very, very special Fancy Friday edition for you folks today. It's times 49.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. 49. Yeah. My favorite sports team.
Oh, and they're also, frankly, disappointing. Oh, we have a request in, according to the Chris's first, let's skip the intro. Go right to Ryan. Ryan, we got a special segment here. I'm not exactly sure what's coming on. It could be anyone. Could you get him to pay attention?
Okay, Ryan. What if you just like snap and people just looked at you?
We should become snappers. Ryan, yeah. let's get the guest on. We might as well start. Here we go. We're going live.
I didn't know we were going live. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I'm out here in Cleveland.
In the land.
Wow, Cleveland rocks.
Okay, we're out here drinking beers.
Beers?
But let me tell you, wear a mask. Everybody's wearing masks. Walking around.
Obviously,
Cleveland,
yes,
the
see.
Land. The house that LeBron built. I wanted to wish you guys a good luck on your show, and I'll let you know that the world is still moving. Slowly, but it's still moving.
And Justin, the Godfather Wozni, the Godfather according to the Chris's, who everyone who doesn't know watching had left LA for Boston, and he's on live via his better half, Grimmy, who should have way more likes and followers than you at this point.
Yep. We're all here.
Oh, hey! Oh, hello! Hi! Oh, hello.
Hi.
Wow. We got a whole
everybody thing. Loves your show.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody loves it, man.
We appreciate it.
We're all subscribed. We all got the notification. So everybody's like, "You going on the Chris's?" I said, "Hell yeah."
I'm a little pissed on the last one.
And what are you eating there, Justin?
What?
And what are you eating?
It's a bratwurst.
A bratwurst.
That's funny. That's a great...
Is this the Quarantining with the Chris's first?
It's the Quarantining with Chris's bratwurst first, yeah.
It's interesting.
First
we do have a game.
On the...
We do have a game here called Tickle My Pickle, or Tickle Your Pickle, whatever you like to play. So what has been tickling your pickle on this journey?
I can't hear you guys. What? Say it one more time.
We've been trying to figure out what's tickling your pickle.
You can tickle my pickle at my OnlyFans, which is JWOZ at OnlyFans.com. I'm gonna be on tonight if you wanna pay for it.
And you're right now, you're live in Cleveland, Ohio. I heard Cleveland rocks. What are you doing there?
And let me tell you another thing. What's round on the outside and high in the middle?
Round on the outside and high in the middle.
Ohio.
Oh!
Get it? Get it?
Is that the one thing you've learned so far of being in Ohio?
What?
Is that the one thing you've learned so far of being in Ohio?
Yeah, a homeless guy told me that as soon as I got here.
Wow. They love
it here, man. It's beautiful. Cleveland, let me tell you, the Browns used to be the Jets are the new Browns. But Cleveland, good job, Cleveland. Good job. The house that LeBron built. Hey, ziggy zaki, oi, oi,
oi, oi, oi.
I miss you guys already.
Miss you
we
as
miss
well.
You too.
What?
A PA Wozni said constant joke.
Yeah, because she knows. She knows.
Do you
My mom's
think...
on here. I told her to jump on. There she is. Aw dubs. Who else is on here? Let's see. Oh, we got some peeps. So who's on your show today? What are you guys going to do?
You know what's interesting? We had you on the show today.
Oh, that's interesting. There we go.
And
wow.
There we go.
He's on the show today.
Yeah!
There you go. Go log.
You should be a reporter and go quarantine the Christmas first. You'll have the guy
bottle.
Sitting on the table live.
Cleveland, baby. Woo!
Wow.
So I guess COVID doesn't exist there, apparently.
No, they brought Germany to Cleveland.
You can't share sausages. You can. Everybody only gets their own sausage.
Oh, so no sharing of sausages there at all.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. You beat it with beer. Well, no, you have to wear a mask the whole time being out when you're standing up. So, you know, as long as you're standing up and wearing masks, you're fine.
Oh. Well, that makes sense.
Mm, well, we know how much you don't like.
I love those tie-dye shirts you guys have on.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. If you want a shirt, anyone else can go to the link in our bio or QWT.
Chris's.
Chris's.com. Chris's.
The Quitches, yes.
Yo, can I get one of those? Can I get one of those shirts? Oh, yeah. Hold on. Game changer.
You gotta watch.
We got it before he left.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what's going on?
Ooh.
Oh, 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 oh. I don't know what's going on.
All right, it's live. I got you.
Oh, we're live. Ryan, we're live.
Oh, I just took a picture. I'm live from Cleveland, and I got my headset in.
Wow, you look so professional.
All professionals use their girlfriend's cell phones. How about you give Carissa some shine right now?
Okay. Carissa.
Maybe you can
no,
share
they want to talk to you. They want to talk to you.
Oh, hello.
She's getting an ear in.
Oh, this is adorable. How was your experience on the road with Justin? Clap twice if you need help.
Hold on, hold the phone.
Hold the phone.
Clap twice.
Oh.
Yo,
oh,
that
oh,
she
oh,
clapped
oh.
twice.
Ryan, we need help. Get someone out there. That's the help button.
The help button. Your fairy godmother's on her way.
You have a help button?
What did you do, Justin?
I don't know. It's our first kidnapping. A Kate LeCap, cat mom in Wisconsin, said, Carissa, we're making cookies tonight in your honor.
Ooh.
Are we? Apparently.
We're making cookies?
In Carissa's honor. I got brown butter cookies.
Ah, well, we know who the brown butter god is.
Who is that?
You know who it is.
The BB goddess.
So how has your road trip been leaving Los Angeles and heading to Boston?
It's been great, because the whole time I haven't been riding with him, I've been riding with my best friend.
Oh, hello. Wow.
That sounds way better than riding with Justin.
I don't know. My driving crew loves it. How do you feel about driving with me cross country? Sorry.
We love it.
Nice.
They love it.
Have you
they
done your laundry yet? Are they still sitting next to dirty laundry?
Oh no, I've worn the same pants for 4 days.
And socks.
Why didn't you pack enough?
Because I didn't realize how cold it was gonna get, how fast.
You didn't realize how many days it would take to drive cross country from Los Angeles to Boston?
I thought everywhere was 85 degrees, so I have shorts and flip flops.
You pack basketball shorts.
I have basketball shorts.
That's all on brand. That's all you have?
Yeah, I had one pair of sweatpants that I have not stopped wearing since it was cold in Colorado.
Shocking. High elevation being cold in October. That's very surprising.
Also, it's very hard to breathe.
I know what they're saying, but like...
In Colorado or
in a beer hall in Cleveland?
Yeah, so it's
both right now, but in Colorado, I was getting lightheaded.
And that's not just looking at your beautiful girlfriend who you're moving with to a wonderful casa in Boston.
Yeah, you done with your plate?
I'm not done. I'd like one. I'm Quarantine with the Carissas live in Los Angeles. On with Justin and Carissa.
At a beer hall in Cleveland.
This is what Ryan. This is what we needed. This is a good
Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest, baby.
We have a question from a Jeff Wozni. How old are you?
Too old, but I act like I'm her age. How old are you?
You're 13.
13. Wow.
Sometimes.
A lot 13 of butt jokes. Going on 31.
13 going on 31. Like I'm dyslexic. Dyslexic.
Yeah, you get things tied up. Speaking of tied up things, are your headphones ever not tied up together?
No, the problem is you know how these things are invented. They get tangled up as soon as you have them out of the package.
Oh, really? So they come pre-tangled?
Sometimes.
Okay. Carissa, have you learned anything on this road trip about Justin, aside from his inability to judge different climates, what would it be?
He has a weak bladder?
Oh.
I peed on the street in Chicago last night.
And
apparently that's not okay.
No, can't do that.
No, apparently you're not allowed to. Although here's a funny thing. So Chicago's so beautiful. And I'm walking around, I gotta pee, right? And I'm like, man, okay, let's go to this place. So we went to the Bean and they have a bathroom there, but it was closed. So I got all excited, like I'm gonna pee soon, and I didn't. So then I was like, okay, well, welcome to Chicago, beautiful place. And I felt bad because I ran into an alley and took a piss, right? I look down, I'm peeing, and guess what I see?
Mike Ditka.
A poop.
So you pee
so
on
I
a
was
poop.
Like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, everybody does this here. So if you're ever in Chicago, you can pee. It's okay, guys. It's okay.
Wow, you heard it. Ryan, put that on a t-shirt. When you're in Chicago, your bodily functions are fine on the street.
Who do you think this lady is? No, wait, hold on one quick.
Yeah, bite size.
Dead.
Why are you crushing? We have someone at the table joining us. John Boz
wow.
has just joined us. A
He's
celebrity.
At the table live.
Wow, 31.
My whole family is just on your. It's all six of you. It's all six
Perfect.
Of the people.
When you land in Boston, as we'll call your caravan, the Mayflower. I think that's appropriate here.
It is appropriate.
thank God we have John. What will be your?
Jillian's on too.
What will be your first thing you do when you get to Boston?
Sleep. Yeah, it's been a long one. After that, Carissa's going to Salem to get with her witches
Partying with my witches.
Oh, not to be confused with the quitches.
Never.
We have a PA Wozni and a Jeff Wozni who said that you're going to be getting COVID tests the first thing you do when you get to Boston. That would be prudent.
That's what they're saying, but I don't want anything stuck in my nose.
It won't be stuck in your nose. Are they going to sit down and have a talk with you about wearing protection when you get back?
Yeah, everybody's like, hey, you got to wear masks.
Makes sense.
We'll see.
Carissa, are you looking forward to seeing and or becoming a witch when you go to Salem?
Yeah. Definitely.
Both. Wow. That's I'm a little nervous. I mean, it's spooky season right now. So
it seems about on point.
But I'll be a good witch.
What spells do you plan on casting on Justin when you come back?
The cut your hair spell.
Oh, that might be the greatest spell of them all.
What a salad you got there! I didn't know you were a vegetarian now.
I'm donating all my hair to the Bob Ross Foundation.
Bob Ross Foundation or lots of love?
Do you make paintbrushes out of it?
Bob Ross, yeah, they cut my hair and turn it into paintbrushes to make happy trees.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Wow.
So my hair is going to become a bunch of brushes.
Wow.
And I'm okay with it.
You know what? Even when those brushes are made, they still won't be allowed to do the second coat on a paint job.
Finally, you admit it, huh? It takes 2,000 miles for you to admit that you purposely didn't let me do that second paint job, you son of a bitch.
In Quarantine of the Christmas First, they squabble between two painting partners.
That's the thing. You made it seem like I didn't do a bad job, but I did. Damn.
Oh, it had nothing to do with your job.
You have to paint the basement.
I'm painting the whole basement, though, so I'll go live painting from the basement so to prove you wrong.
I would love for you to go live painting the basement.
I will. Man, I missed you guys already.
We miss you too. On a final note, before we let you go, Carissa, I know you clapped twice in the beginning because you need help getting away from Justin as you go cross country from LA to Boston. But what's the number one thing you miss about the Chris's so far on your trip?
The number one thing I miss about the Chris's. Well, there's a lot of things. How you guys are so nice.
Oh.
And you're there for Justin all the time. And you're both incredibly tall.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah. I think the best part, I think the thing you like the most is us taking Justin off your hands for a while.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah,
if you ever need to ship him out in a container, whether with packaging or not, we would love to have him. And let's be honest, we would like to have you more than him. Yeah.
Don't use the U-Box. I called them yesterday to ask where all my stuff was, and they said, we're not sure, but it'll be there by the 23rd. I was like, you don't have something to keep track of it? And they're like, nope.
Could be anywhere.
All right.
Wow.
So all of your personal belongings from Los Angeles could be arriving in Boston whenever the pandemic is over.
By the 23rd, they said.
Wow. The 23rd of which month?
They weren't specific.
They couldn't even tell me.
So they'll never be late.
Never be late.
Genius.
Oh, it's double. It's locked up, man. Who else do you guys have on the show today?
We just have whoever is in this beer hall in Cleveland as you're doing your cross country trip.
Yeah.
Oh. Sounds good, man.
Yeah. We're gonna every single table, and then we're gonna pit you against each other on the aggro crack.
I don't know. They got a lot of different tables here. Good luck.
There's some.
I'm sad they didn't do a toast because every 5 minutes they've been like. Like ziggy zaggy, oh, and then you chug. But no, they haven't done it since we've been live.
All right. Well, how about we do one to say goodbye?
You might as well do it.
How does it go?
Ziggy zaggy, oi oi, and then you go oi oi oi. Ready?
Okay.
Ziggy zaggy,
oi oi oi.
Ziggy zaggy,
oi oi oi.
Take it, suck it, take it, suck it.
Oi, oi, oi.
Drink it.
Oh. Wow. Poetry.
Beautiful. I miss you guys.
Miss you too. I hope there's bathrooms that are open for you today.
I hope not.
I've been peeing in Gatorade bottles. But it's cool. I throw them out the window when we're driving fast enough so no one sees us.
Today we learned that Justin, the Godfather Wozni, has reverted back to college and has no control over his bowels. Don't drink out of a stray Gatorade bottle, not just because you can get COVID, but it probably has some of Justin inside of it.
Love you guys.
Love you too, man. We'll see you.
Have fun.
See you on the other side.
Bye, Chris.
Your invitation.
Wait, is it going to shut off? Or ooh. How do I do this? I want to do it so sexy. Like, what button am I hitting? Goodbye.
Bye.
That was Carissa and Justin as they're traveling across the United States of America, moving from Los Angeles to Boston, checking in from a Cleveland beer hall where COVID is just a figment of our imagination.
Apparently, Chris. Yeah, well, good thing he'll be getting tested. We would love just to keep everyone safe out there.
Yeah.
Speaking of keeping people safe, your father's joined.
Yeah, this is Dr. Bluff has joined us today. According to the Chris's, we do this every day that ends in Y. It doesn't start with
yes,
us.
Yes, yes.
5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Justin had done our special PSA. Please wear a mask and please stay the F away from people. And it seems like they're at least social distancing there at the Cleveland Beer Hall and having a good time as they travel cross-country. We miss the Godfather and, frankly, we miss Chris.
The godmother, yes.
Yeah, godmother. But our community calls today, which we went right into our guest, quarantine Chris is first, actually.
That was the first, yes. And our community cause all week long has been tie-dye for tumors, tie-dye shirts, tie-dye masks, tie-dye socks, tie-dye sweats.
Anything.
Yeah, I mean, even Justin probably gets some sweats that he could use.
He could probably use another pair of socks because he's brought one to travel across the country with.
Yeah, and all proceeds go to benefit families fighting tumors.
Yeah, just like my father and Justin have already purchased a t-shirt, and a lot of other people actually, shout to Suzanne who just purchased one this morning as well. According to the Chris's t-shirts are available. Each one is a special hand tie-dyed, beautiful Davy shirt made in Los Angeles, California. Go to the link in our bio to purchase a shirt or go to qwtchris.com/shop for all your quarantine and Chris's needs. 10% all week proceeds will be donated to tie-dye for tumors.
Nice.
Tie-dye underwater. I think he might mean underwear, but we could tie-dye underwater as well. I think it'd be difficult though.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Davey. There is some water involved in the process.
There is water. Holy water, too.
Holy water. Yeah. Speaking of holy water, Chris.
Might as well pay the bills.
Might as well pay the bills. Today we're sponsored by Rising Springs. They have quartz crystal line fissures.
Ooh.
But the water comes out of Chris.
The water takes a 16,000-year journey. Boxed water is, you know, we discovered here during a taste test, is actually better than boxed wine.
Yeah, huh. It's quite refreshing. And it's the quartz brings a light minerality to it, and also has a little bit of Earth's mystery and magic. We reached out to them today, and they said that we may be getting our Hogwarts acceptance letter soon, now that we have the magic in the water.
Ooh, wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful.
Exciting.
My father claims he needs a new phone. He simply cannot use it. He doesn't do well with technology. No, not at all.
I can't figure this out. This is also
high technology as well.
Very high.
Quarantine to Chris's Fancy Friday. Thank you for Justin and Carissa for joining us on the program. We don't do this on weekends anymore because it takes a lot out of us. But we can catch you and us on Monday with a very special guest. Dr. Tatton Marie will be joining us.
We got a doctor on the program?
To talk about resiliency.
Oh, wow. Looking forward to that, Chris. We all could use some resiliency after, the last couple of days, couple of weeks, couple of months.
Days, weeks, a month, or even your year, but I'll be there for you when the rain starts to fall.
That's a good Friends song.
It is.
You know, what's your favorite Friends song?
I don't know. Ryan, we got a good song for the outro?
Maybe.
Happy birthday, Jesse and Christy!
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Quarantining
with the Chris's. Please support our GoFundMe benefiting Okaizu Children's Cancer Camp. Search No Hair for Care on GoFundMe.com for more information.
Connect with the Chris's on our website, QWTChris's.com, and on Instagram, YouTube, the Facebook, Twitch, TikTok, and even Twitter at QWTChris's.
Catch us live across all social media every day that ends in Y, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ryan, end the show.